All right, I don't know how quickly I can go through this. Let me run and see if you can follow me, okay? Last week we were on the first couple of verses of 1 John and 1 John chapter 5. And there's two things that I mentioned last week that if you claim to be with Jesus, if you claim to have fellowship with Jesus, then people can examine your life to see if you are genuine. What you said about you is true. And they can look at the love in your life and determine if you are indeed in fellowship with God, in fellowship with Jesus. The other way is that when you claim to be a Christian, to be a believer of Jesus Christ, then people can look into your life to see if you are still bound to this world. If you are still bound to this world, you have no victory over the world, then people know that your faith in Jesus is a problem. But if they find that you are not bound to this world anymore, you have victory over the world, then they know that your faith in Jesus is genuine. Today, I want to go into another aspect of this, and that is when you have faith in Jesus Christ, when you have fellowship with Jesus Christ, then your faith is the assurance of eternal life. You should know that you have eternal life already. That faith that in Jesus, the fellowship that you have in Jesus Christ, inform you, give you assurance that you have eternal life. If you have your Bible, please turn with me to 1 John chapter 5. And we're going to read from verse 6 to verse 12. I'm going to read from the NIV. This is the one who came by water and blood, Jesus Christ. He did not come by water only, but by water and blood. And it is the Spirit who testifies, because the Spirit is the truth. For there are three that testify, the Spirit, the water, and the blood. And the three are in agreement. We accept man's testimony, but God's testimony is greater, because it is the testimony of God which he has given about his Son. Anyone who believes in the Son of God has this testimony in his heart. Anyone who does not believe God has made him out to be a liar, because he has not believed the testimony God has given about his Son. And this is the testimony. God has given us eternal life, and this life is in the Son. He who has the Son has life, but he who does not have the Son of God does not have life. Father, give us grace in this short time to understand the passage that we just read, the testimony about your Son Jesus, and the testimony that when we have fellowship with your Son Jesus, we also have fellowship with you, and that fellowship is evidence that we have eternal life. Use me, speak through me. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. What is John talking about in these verses? There are two parts to the passage that we just read. The first part is this, that God has given testimony that Jesus is God's Son, and that the testimony that God has given to mankind is first through the water, second through his blood, and third through his Spirit. And I will go through them one at a time to explain them to you. The second part of this text tells us that when you have fellowship with Jesus, when you have faith with Jesus, then that faith informs you and reveals to you that you have eternal life, that you have eternal life. So let me go through them quickly here. we read the gospel and we know that Gabriel came to Mary, and also God revealed to Joseph that the baby Mary was carrying was the Son of God, the Savior of the world. But that information that was given to Mary and Joseph were exclusive, so that they welcomed this baby into their life. God did not give testimony about Jesus until Jesus went to be baptized by John the Baptist. When Jesus went to John the Baptist and he was baptized, and as he came out of the water, God announced publicly that this is my Son in whom I'm well pleased. The Holy Spirit descended on Jesus, and John the Baptist, able to see the Holy Spirit coming down as a dove on Jesus. It is at that time that John knew, because God had informed John prior to that time, that whoever that received the Holy Spirit coming as a dove on him, that is the Son of God who takes the sins of the world. So John began at that point in time to proclaim to his disciple and to everyone that Jesus is the Son of God. So that's what John, the apostle here, written in the first part, that Jesus came through the water, that Jesus is revealed to you, revealed to me, that when Jesus came out of the water, God proclaimed that this is my Son. That is the first part of God's testimony about his Son. The second part is that Jesus came out of blood. Now that is a weird saying, but technically it is saying this, that when Jesus died and through his death come out of death, that is the resurrection, God pronounced that Jesus is the Son of God. So the coming out of blood here is a reference to Jesus' death on the cross, his piercing on his trunk, that the blood flow, the water flow, and then he died. The Bible said the blood is the life in the man. So when Jesus bled, he died. And out of his death, he come back to life again. That is the reference here. He's coming out of blood also. And when Jesus come out of the grave, the proclamation is that Jesus is the Son of God. And anyone who believe in Jesus will have eternal life. Their sins are forgiven. That is the second testimony that God gave. The third testimony is through God's Spirit coming down. Before Jesus went to the cross, Jesus told the disciple that I will go, but the Spirit will come. And when the Spirit will come, he will testify about me, that I am the Son of God, I am the Savior of the world. So Jesus spent 40 days with the disciple after his resurrection and told them about his why he has to die, and why? Because forgiveness will be given to all mankind because of his death and resurrection. But his ascension into heaven will not be the end. The Holy Spirit will come. He told the disciple to wait for 10 days, and on the 50th day after his death and resurrection, the Holy Spirit came. And the Holy Spirit will be with mankind all the day of this world, testifying that Jesus is the Son of God. So that is the testimony that John is talking about. Why God has to give testimony about his Son? God wants you to know that you have eternal life. God wants you to have this assurance that this life on earth is just temporary, but God prepared a better place for you, and for you to trust in God, for you to trust in God's Son. that is the main purpose why God gave three testimony about God's own son. Now let me just apply that a little bit. Hearing that Jesus is the Son of God doesn't cause you to believe. Doesn't bring anyone to believe. In fact, some of you here in this church may be suspicious of, well, I don't know if Jesus is the Son of God. What God is saying is, go into the history of mankind and look into the life of Jesus. You will find that Jesus was on earth. He came as a man. And he was baptized by John the Baptist. You'll find that in history. You'll find in history that Jesus preached and he did miracles here on earth. And then he died on the cross. That part everyone on earth can testify to. Even atheists will testify to that. That part of Jesus, we know that is true. And God set up Jesus in history so that you will find out. Okay? Anyone on earth can go back and find that out, that Jesus is true. Here I come as a man, and he lived among us, preach, and John the Baptist testified about him. And he did miracles, and all that is true in history. No one contests that at all. The contest that people made is, well, we don't believe that Jesus raised from the dead. And you may have that question too. Anyone would have that question because no one's come out of the grave. So you should have that question too. So what Jesus, what God is testifying to here is that go ahead, search. Search for his body. And when you go and look for his body, you will find the evidence that his body was not in the tomb. The question is why his body is not in the tomb. His body is not in the grave. So the explanation that people gave is that, well, maybe his disciple came and took his body and hid his body someplace. Well, then you go and see the movie Reason. That has come out in 2016. That movie is exactly what the people at the time have trying to search for Jesus' body. Because Jesus died in Jerusalem, and if his body is taken out of the grave and the body is melting, the body is rotten, the body won't go very far. So the Romans Empire and all the soldiers in Jerusalem go search for the body, and they search and they found a group of people who said, "Nah, he's not dead. You won't find his body. He's alive. We saw him. We spent time with him. 40 days we were with him." So you search for his body. The only one you're going to find is a group of people, 500 people, testifying that Jesus has risen from the dead. And we have seen it. We have spent 40 days with him. And we saw him went up to heaven. And the angels of God said he will come back likewise. You search for Jesus' body, you will find the church. Period. You won't find the body. And so some of you, if you still question whether Jesus rose from the dead, go watch the movie Risen that is made in 2016. Just type it out, Risen, and then just movie Risen, and then you'll find it. It only costs $3 to find. And if you pay $3 to see that movie on YouTube and that help you to reach out to God, go ahead, pay that $3. I paid more than that, and it's worth it. Now, but if you said that, I don't read Greek, I don't read Latin, all that history is in Greek and in Latin. Oh, I want a shortcut, you know. Who among us don't want a shortcut? We want a shortcut to knowing Jesus. And what God is saying is that is a shortcut. If you want to cut through history and you don't have the ability to go back and search history, there's a shortcut for you. God said, that is my spirit. So, what do you just go to your room and said, God, if there is you, and if there is your son, like the Bible said is your son, then tell me that Jesus is your son, that he died on the cross, and he's rose from the dead, and he's the savior of the world. If that is your son, reveal to me so I would know, so I can believe. God said that shortcut is available from the day of Pentecost to the end of time. You can go to Jesus, go to God at any time, just make that prayer. I read this Bible, it's unbelievable. I hear the story about Jesus raised from the dead, it's unbelievable. And I can't make up my mind. God, if Jesus is your son, as the Bible said it is your son, reveal him to me so I can believe. The Holy Spirit will be there to testify to you that Jesus is the Son of God. That's what the first part of this text is about. Now, once you have met Jesus and received the testimony from history, you receive the testimony from the Spirit of God. And when you are in that fellowship with Jesus, the Spirit of God will reveal that you have eternal life. The confidence that God will give you through that is you have eternal life. That will change you, will transform you. That transformation in your life will be so evident. There's no doubt that you have eternal life. You may be sick. You may be poor. You may die physically. But you will always have this assurance that you already have eternal life. God really loves you. All this testimony that God has given about God's Son is really for you. It's really for you to know Jesus. It's really for you to know that you have eternal life. God is smiling at you. God is wanting you to know that for sure. That's the message for today. Every time we come to the table here is to be reminded of the testimony that God has given to us. And here Jesus said, I come in the body. Jesus took the bread and gave to the disciple and said, take it, every one of you. This is my body that is broken for you. Jesus said, I come in the body here. Jesus also took the cup and gave to them, and he said, drink, each and every one of you. This is the new covenant in my blood. What Jesus is saying, what the Father said with the text that we just read here, said that I die for you on the cross so that you have forgiveness and receive eternal life. That is the proclamation of the gospel. So when we come to the table, we celebrate Jesus' death and resurrection. That's what this table is for. Now, I want to invite you, if you have not been baptized, if you have not been a believer before, but with the message that you have heard today, if there is a pulling in your heart that, yes, believe Jesus is my son, Jesus is the Son of God, and believing Jesus will give you eternal life. Believing in Jesus will give you fellowship with God. Then come and take the bread and take the cup.